you should do is go and seek some financial advice and sit down and talk about your concerns and talk about your risks and talk about the type of return you want off your money and the type of risk you're prepared to take.
Katrina, just on that, how much would it cost, Shirley, to get some financial advice that you think would be, you know, give us some comfort? How much would that cost her?
It really varies depending on where you go and who you see and whether you're one-off advice, you're going into one-off advice, or you're going in to get a portfolio built for yourself, a diversified portfolio. So, you know, I put my finger in the air and say anywhere between $2,000 and $4,000 to, you know, get a portfolio built for you. But if you were looking at just getting some one-off advice, you know, maybe significantly less than that in terms of understanding your risk profile and what you are prepared to do, because at the end of the day, you need to be able to sleep at night and not worry about
it.
So totally. That's the most important thing. You don't want to keep it being awake because, you know, you're scared that you're volatile, and you certainly don't want to be in that situation.
Yeah.
So it's about understanding what that looks like. And we talk a lot about diversified portfolios, so a bit of that risk is taken out of it, and understanding what your risk profile is between conservative, balanced and growth. And then understanding what makes up that and what the returns that come out of that, because obviously the returns are quite different between a conservative portfolio and a growth portfolio.
Yeah.
And it's age and stage as well in your life.
Yeah,
you know, what age are you at and what stage will you take some risk?
Yeah, I don't think you don't sound like a huge risk taker to me, Shirley.
No, I'm not. Unfortunately, I was one day short of shifting my investment from high risk to moderate, and I missed out. I've got a call into the ASB, but Kevin hasn't returned my call to ask him what I should do.
And it's very hard when interest rates are so low. Very, very hard.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Shirley, look, thank you so much for calling, and I think that is good advice. So best of luck with everything for you.
Yeah,
thank
all you. The best.
Okay.
Take care.
Thanks, Shirley. It's just gone 1:30. Katrina, thank you very much. Did you find out, did your worker bees in the background discover whether that's, in fact, in place, the cap?
No, they're still working bees behind the scene trying to work it out.
Okay, great. Well, look, we'll go to some messages and then we've got the headlines and we'll come back and hopefully those worker bees have the answer for us. We'll take some more calls with Katrina Shanks, who is the Chief Executive of Financial Advice New Zealand. More in a moment. It's just gone 1:30.
News Talk ZB Auckland. Time saver traffic.
Summer clothing clearance now on at Crackerjack Grab a Bargain. Now traffic is free flowing on the southern motorway in both directions between Mount Wellington and Ellerslie. Light flows in the northern city bound from Otsiha Valley. No delays on the northwestern motorway city bound from Lincoln, and it's free flowing on the southwestern motorway in both directions. Crackerjack clothing bargains from just $5. 6 Auckland stores. Crackerjack.co.nz. It's the latest from Time Saver Traffic.
Where the newsmakers meet their match. It's Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive.
Okay, minimum wage. Businesses have asked you to hold off that hike. Why haven't you done this? Is that absolutely a political decision?
Again, cutting the minimum wage is not going to be enough, nearly enough, to support businesses to continue to keep on their employees. A wage subsidy, in effect $150,000, is much more significant.
Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive. Back today at 4, only on Newstalk ZB.
For over 20 years, Generation Homes have been building homes for every generation. And with over 200 ready-to-build plans to choose from, if you've got the land, they've got the plan. Plus, their fixed price guarantee with no hidden costs means a guaranteed move-in date. Visit generation.co.nz.
It takes the right team to build a successful business. That includes an insurer who has your back. NZI has been insuring Kiwi businesses for 160 years, and we know that despite good planning, the unexpected can happen. Today, NZI stands behind nearly 300,000 New Zealand businesses, giving them the peace of mind and confidence to take opportunities and grow their vision. Build your business confidence. Talk to your broker about insuring with NZI.
When Paula and Pete rang their plumber of choice, he said he'd be round in a jiff. He never got there, and what was really unfair, they were left with an awful whiff. So they got on the blower and they found a real goer, a fast and friendly troop. The job was done. Good on you, son, by the Auckland Plumbers Group.
We're the Auckland Plumbers Group. We're here and there when you need us. We're the plumbers you call, because we're on the ball. We're the Auckland Plumbers Group.
Visit AucklandPlumbersGroup.co.nz.
First home buyers and investors, China Construction Bank is now offering the home loan mortgage rate of 3.15% fixed for 1 and 2 years. Apply for a home loan now. Google nz.ccb.com. T's and C's, credit criteria and establishment fees apply.
News Talk ZB headlines.
With Blue Bubble taxis, it's no trouble with Blue Bubble. New Zealand now has 20 cases of COVID-19, 8 more since last night, and the biggest single day rise here. 4 of the cases are in Auckland, 1 in Christchurch, 2 in Waikato, and 1 in Invercargill. Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, says they're all connected to overseas travel.
The clear link to recent overseas travel for these 8 cases reinforces the border restrictions that were implemented this last weekend.
In other news, Parliament is debating whether to let prisoners vote as the Electoral Amendment Bill reaches its first reading today. And Parliament has scrapped the idea of a referendum on abortion law reform in a vote ahead of this afternoon's final reading of the bill. Things are looking up for farmers who are expected to get more than $7 a kilogram of milk solids as Fonterra's made a $500 million profit in the past 6 months. Balloons over Waikato is up in the air today with a colourful display for people looking to the skies in the Waikato region. Where to put your money amid the coronavirus chaos? You can read more at NZ Herald Premium. Now back to Simon Barnett and Phil Gifford.
Thanks, Raylene. Or you can hear it here. Where to put your money? We've got on the line with us Chief Executive of Financial Advice New Zealand, Katrine Shanks. Incidentally, we should tell you the content of this segment is general in nature and is not financial advice. Any information discussed is not intended to be a substitute for obtaining specific professional advice and should not be relied upon as such. Thanks again, Katrina, very much for your time.
Thank you.
Hey.
Now, Katrina, so you've got an answer for us.
I do. From what we have researched here in the office, it looks like the government were going to make a decision about the deposit insurance scheme in mid-2020,
yep,
following further consultation. So it looks like it's still coming.
It's still coming.
But certainly looking at it.
Right. So at this, so it was just a proposal. So at this stage, yep, there is no guarantee in place for money in the bank.
No, so there definitely was one after the earthquake.
Yep.
And, well, after 2008.
Yep.
But it did have an expiry date on it, and this one I'd be considering as a new bit of legislation under the Institutional Act.
Great, so that's a good discovery. A text here says, Katrina, would you recommend a switch from moderate to conservative on my KiwiSaver right now? I'm 70 and need my money now, not long term. Thank you, says Carol.
So moderate to conservative. So if the, and this isn't advice, so if you were to switch now, you would lock in the losses that you have made, and I assume by moderate you mean they mean balanced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would lock in the losses that they've made in balanced at the moment. And you'd go across to a conservative and you wouldn't get the growth that you would have if you'd stayed in a balanced fund.
Right.
So you would lock in those losses, but then if you are up at night worrying about it, worrying that it's going to drop any more, go and get some advice about that. But you do lock in your losses if you go from a growth fund to a conservative fund at this stage, because you don't get the recovery.
Yeah.
Just because of the nature of the balance of the fund.
Yeah.
So remember, conservative fund, which is like 1 to 4 years roughly, you've got 80% income assets, 20% growth assets. Whereas in a balanced fund, you've got 50% income assets, 50% growth assets. So you've got more chance of recovery because your growth assets are higher.
Right, right.
Katrina, one of the things for that call, though, I suppose, is the text message says that I'm 70 and I need my money now, not long term. To be brutally honest, I get the very strong impression just at the moment, the only way you can guarantee that you can use your money now, and even though you won't be able to live off the interest because interest rates are so extraordinarily low, is basically to have the money in a deposit at the bank.
Yep,
would that be fair to say, like, if you need it over, let's say, the next 12 months to do things, then the only way you can guarantee that you won't lose money as such, my impression is to actually just have it in a bank, even though you're going to get lousy interest on it.
Yes, and like it's recovery, you've got to remember that. So if we're talking about one year, then obviously, will the markets recover in 1 year? It's hard to know what markets are going to do because they're so volatile at the moment. But I think what you've also got to remember is the managed funds are managed by professional fund managers.
Mm.
And they're looking at the risk and, they look at, for example, VIX indicators, which measure volatility and certainty in the marketplace. There's a whole lot of indicators which they watch to determine how they should rebalance and what the opportunities are in your fund as well. So, and no one knows what the market's going to do. But I, you know, fear drives a lot of behaviour, and go and talk to a professional. That's my advice, and they can take the fear factor out of it.
That's why the managed funds are so good, isn't it, Katrina? Because those people, that's what they do. That's their job. 24/7, somebody's watching the markets and ascertaining where your funds should go. So
they're continually rebalancing those. You know, obviously, if, for example, if you're in a balanced fund and you've got 50% in shares and 50% in property and 50% in bonds, and the shares and property have got a reduction to, say, 45%, they'll rebalance, you know, over time, or when there's the opportunity, rebalance it back up to 50% out of your cash reserve.
Yeah.
And that's where you can get some really good shares or really good assets in the rebalancing, as some shares are dropping, but they're actually a good value buy. So they're rebalancing up, and they make these decisions every single day, and they make informed decisions as best as they possibly can.
Yeah.
But the great thing about it is they're actively managed.
Yeah, exactly. Katrina says, this texter, what do I do? I'm a young fella with savings. Is now a good time to invest in property? And so it's a good question too, I reckon, because there's so much about the property market. And we mentioned our producer Tyler's looking at buying, but he's a wee bit nervous, and his partner is Katrina. Is a good time now for property, do you reckon?
Well, if you're a young fella and you've got a long strategy ahead of you, any time is a good time, you know, to look at your strategy and go, yep, I'm going to have this asset for the next 10, 15, 20 years, because markets recover, and we know property is one asset which is really good, a good category of asset to invest in. So, you know, if your long-term strategy is to have that property, then you know, it's most probably a good investment for you.
Yep.
And, you know, the property market seems to be pretty okay today. We don't know what it's going to be like tomorrow.
Yeah. Fair enough.
You know, today it appears to be okay. So if you've got a long-term strategy where you want to have, you know, property, continue on your strategy. And remember, markets go up and down, up and down, up and down, but your long-term strategy will be beyond the cycle of the market of the next 12 months.
Great. Take one more question before we take some messages. Hi, Karen.
Yeah, hi. This is just a funny one, but I'm just wondering, say you have some money in the bank and you just want security at the moment because the interest rates are terrible. Would it be better to take it out and just, like, pay upfront your electric, your gas, your water, your food vouchers, petrol vouchers for a year, so that you get the discounts, like 10% discount on petrol and food vouchers, and you can buy in bulk or get this, you know, discounts and make your money that way? Because you're saving on your day-to-day living then, rather than having it in the bank losing money all the time on your KiwiSaver.
Right, so paying for your basic living costs in advance is what Karen's saying. Is that a good plan, Katrina?
That's certainly a strategy in terms of, you know, can you save some money? And one of those options is to be smart with how you purchase now. And I think the most important thing, and it's great that you're saving money to purchase it, but also, you know, your money shouldn't all just be consumable as well. So that savings is actually really important. So if you can use money to save money, that's fantastic. But just make sure you keep on saving money at the same time. So, you know, your savings aren't reducing because you've put it all into consumable goods. Because at the end of the day, what you want to do is you want to have the ability to have savings for your future. And that's really important as well, instead of just consuming it day to day. But if you feel like you can get some significant gains, you know, with some good buys, then that's great. But I wouldn't be suggesting that people diminish savings for consumables, just for the sake of consumables.
Right.
But obviously do the maths, see if it works. But also keep sight of, you know, savings for the future is really important.
Last thing before we go to the break, and do you mind staying with us for another couple of quick calls, because we've got so many people wanting to talk to Katrina. Just one thing, how long gut feel? Obviously nobody's going to hold you to this, Katrina, because no one knows, so we declare that, no one knows. But how long do you reckon before the market bounces back, gut feel?
I don't know. It's hard to know. We're hearing about it being a V-shaped or a U-shaped market.
Yeah.
So a V-shape is when you get a quick recovery off the bottom.
Yeah.
But what we're hearing is that it's going to be more of a U-shaped market where we'll drop and then we'll run along the bottom before we start getting growth again on the other side. So I think there's so much water to still run under the bridge. You know, we're only getting the first wave through New Zealand of COVID-19. We're just seeing the global response now. But I think what we are seeing, which is really exciting, is we're seeing governments put great policies in place. You know, we're seeing a reduction in the interest rates. We see what the Reserve Bank did. the fiscal spending that's just coming out from the government's fantastic. They're trying to soften the blow of what's happening in New Zealand. And that can all, you know, give us a